today's gospel, we have some very important sayings, teachings from our Lord, which are so important for our spiritual life. And one of those is, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and forfeit his life or lose his soul? St. Alphonsus Ligorian, commenting on this verse, he says, O great maxim, which has conducted so many souls to heaven and bestowed so many saints on the church. So this one verse from Scripture, by listening to it, meditating on it, has saved many souls and produced many saints. And that is, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his immortal soul? Because the world is passing away. This is what St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7:31, the form of this world is passing away, whereas the soul is eternal. So this is an important comparison, right, between life in this world and life in the next world. We're talking a comparison of degree and duration. So the degree of pleasure or the degree of pain which is experienced in this world is small. And the duration of that pleasure, the duration of the pain is short, relatively speaking. In the next world, the degree of pleasure, if you're in heaven, or the degree of pain, if you're in hell, is great, massive, and unimaginable. And the duration of that pleasure or pain is eternal. It never ends. So that's what, in this one verse, this is what is going on. And so it's meant to call us to our senses, put things in perspective. Saint Francis, right? We have the wisdom of the saints. What does Saint Francis say to his friars who have embraced following Christ more closely? Right? This our Lord said at the beginning of today's gospel. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That sounds hard. Right? That's difficult to do. Is that really what we want to do with our life in this world, when there are other things that we can do which are easier and more pleasant, so it seems? And so Saint Francis, when he had his followers who saw what he was doing and they wanted to embrace that life inspired by his example, it was a hard life that Saint Francis embraced, a closer following of Christ, greater denial, greater crosses embraced. And so Saint Francis said to them, to encourage them, pleasure is short, punishment everlasting, suffering is slight, glory infinite. And so again, just simple words summarizing the truth of the situation in which we find ourselves. I go back to my Latin teacher in Rome 15 years ago or something like that, who looked at us in the classroom, and you know, we were priests, we were religious, nuns, and she looked at us and she said, why would you want to become a religious? In light of what was just said in the gospel, why would you not want to become a religious, a monk, just give up everything for Jesus Christ, right? Things in this world, they're passing away. Heaven is for eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.